Hey. One more time. Let me try that one more time. Hey. Welcome, welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, your girl Laborly, aka Cat Lee, and
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Listen, child. So much to talk about. So much to talk about. I am here to talk about it, though. We gotta talk about some things today. But before we get to talking about it, it's some things that you need to know, baby. Like, for example, today is Media Monday. Today is the day that we get on this gab beat. Y'all gotta forgive me. A little groggy here, but today is the day that we get on this gab beat and we talk about it. Why not? We talk about it. A few things we got to talk about. We got to talk about some Diddy stuff, some Kanye stuff, some Dr. Dre stuff, some T.I. stuff, some R. Kelly stuff, and some 50 Cent stuff, along with a little bit of politics while we're at it, because I need to vent, baby. I need to vent. What else we got on the agenda? Okay, we said Puffy stuff, of course. Okay, yeah, so that's about, yeah, a lot of Puffy stuff. I think we should start with him. Oh gosh, but before I get started, a few things that need to be said. Before I get started, like the first thing, you join the conversation. You can call in, you could drop a comment, you could text. The number's 443-780-5978, 443-780-5978. Yes, do that. Make sure you do that. If you would like to contact us for any reason at all, whether it be business, like sponsorships, advertisement, you have some gab you want to send my way so I could spread it to the world. If you just want to say hi, whatever the case may be, you want to come on the show, whatever the case may be, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Make sure you like, share, subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. I really like the likes, though. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. It lets them know that we will be here forever. In the words of our amazing DJ, Rukasey. Yeah, we will be here forever. And make sure you check out our website. Hold on. Let me put it on the screen. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Check us out. Check us out. A lot of good stuff over there. It is a pathway to all things ambitiously. Know that. Know that, boo-boo. Oh, child, it's a lot going on in this world right about now. And it's kind of weird, low-key. In between the politics, which I feel like, I'm gonna start with that first because I have to give my opinion on that. I feel like all of this other stuff, and we're gonna talk about some of it, is partially a distraction so that we won't be paying attention to maybe Project 2025. I don't know what's going on here. On one hand, I'm like, I don't know. And if you need to know by now, I'm an independent, so I don't align myself with either party, the major party, which is the Democrats and the Republicans, because to be honest with you, in my opinion, most politicians are shiesty anyway. So it's not a thing for me. It's like, all right, bad enough we already got to pick the lesser of the evils, but I think for me, it's whatever. And people always will try to sway your decision making. I don't let people tell me how I'm going to vote or who I'm going to vote for. I don't let I genuinely make these decisions myself. Because when you go in a booth, you're in there by yourself. Nobody's with you. They could say who they feel like you should choose, but they're not in there with you. So I'm really paying attention, close attention. And this is there are a few things that we have to pay attention in the state of Maryland. I'm more than certain in all the other states, which is we're voting for a new U.S. senator, which our prior governor is running for Senate. He's running against a Black woman in their campaign. It's so bad now that it's gotten to my baby. She's like, oh, did you know that she did this and this, that, and a third? And I'm trying to explain to her, like, baby, the way that politics work is everybody says things against one another. So you got Hogan over here, who was our prior governor. You got Hogan over here. He's going to say what he says against also Brooks. Also Brooks is going to say what she says against Hogan. Some of it's lies. Some of it's the truth. It's really, it's discernment. So I think when it comes to these political games that we're in right now, it's all about using discernment, really, to be honest with you. But everybody's lying on everybody. Trump done said Camilla was at a Diddy party. It's a lot. It's a whole lot. Like I said, just use discernment when you're making these kind of decisions, because it does affect our policies, our laws, you know, how we live as a people. All of these things affect everything. And at the end of the day, you gotta choose wisely. And it's very hard in this circus that we're in right now. So that's that. I just wanted to have a little discussion about that. We will be getting back to the politics. Oh, no, not that one. We will be getting back to some political discussions. Okay, so now I got to use the one up top because I need to charge that one. But anyway, yeah, we will be having more conversations about politics as we get closer to November the 4th. We will be having more discussion about what's going on in the political world, because it's crazy right now. It's just nuts. Like I told y'all before, it's a circus, but not today. Today, we're going to get into this. Well, we got into it a little bit, but we'll get into it. Today, we're going to talk about, we got a few things on our agenda for today. Let's get to this first part. So, as we all know, for many, many years, it has been speculation about Diddy's involvement in Tupac's demise. There also has been speculation now about him being involved in Biggie's demise as well. Now, if you don't know, which I'm going to fill you in, who Mo Prime is. Mo Prime is Tupac's stepbrother, right? And he says that Diddy says he played no part in Pac's passing. Now, Mo Prime said, not sure that's 100% honest statement. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. So, Tupac's brother is still side-eyeing Poppy, whatever you want, the diddler, over Pac's passing. Or demise, because I don't want to just say passing like he just went of natural causes, because that's not what happened. Recently saying that Diddy's claim that he had no involvement in the rap legend's passing might not be 100% honest in his opinion. So let's get into it. So Mo Prime Shakur, Tupac's stepbrother, who rapped alongside of him in the group Thug Life, stopped by Pierce Morgan. Pierce Morgan is just getting everybody right now. This is crazy. He really is. He's just bringing all the Black folks on his syndication, on his show. But anyway, so he sat down with Pierce Morgan on Pierce Morgan Uncensored Friday. Pierce asked him about the well-known theory that the Bad Boy founder played a part in Pac's passing. Pierce mentions how Diddy actually called Mopreme back in 2008 and denied any involvement in his little brother's passing after an infamous LA Times piece alleged associates of the rap mogul planned the 1994. I hate commercials. I mean, I hate ads, especially when I'm trying to read something. But anyway, so that threw me off a little bit. So, So the LA piece alleged that associates of the rap mogul planned the 1994 hit on Tupac at Quad Recording Studios in NYC. Now, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Worth nothing. The piece alleged that Diddy associates were involved in the 1994 hit that injured Shakur, not the 1996 hit that ultimately claimed his life. Once more, the Times reacted to the article just weeks after being published because they no longer believe their own reporting is credible. That's crazy. So Mopreme, however, still isn't convinced that Diddy's hands are clean when it comes to his brother's passing, saying that he told Diddy back in the day the truth of who did it still has not come out. So they needed to wait and see. Now, of course, you know, it's all good, baby. Now, of course, you know, it's all good. I see you, boo. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know. Yes, it's definitely media, my day. Now, for those that don't know, and for those that do know, it's a recap. For those who do not know, here's the deal. Now, it's being alleged that, Keefy D said this, but it's being alleged that Diddy was supposed to pay Keefy D $1 million to hit Pop. They already had it arranged. They already had made what was going to happen. Now, from what they're saying, that night in Vegas, them jumping Keefy D's nephew was just more incentive for him to go ahead and do the hit, or for them to go ahead and do the hit. I think it's a lot of determination. And then they said, Keefy D says that he never got paid for the hit, but it's alleged that a dude named Zip took the $1 million and went to open him a little nightclub or whatever. And now Zip is no longer here either, but just to be noted that it's very important that we bring that to the table. But the dealer says he has nothing to do with it. And it's kind of hard to believe him. It is. It's kind of hard to believe him. Speaking of the dealer, it's more. So now he's being sued the dude Tony, which is the attorney. Hold on. Let's get through all of this. The dude, he's an attorney. His name is, hold on, because I want to make sure I got the right thing here before I get into it. His name is Tony Busby. First of all, the name is hilarious to me, but that's a whole nother thing. Now, this I'm about to, break down to y'all. It came from Associated Press, which is one of the outlets that I like to go to because they are a very credible source. If you are in the know, then you're in the know. But anyway, so six people accused Diddy of SA in new lawsuits, including a man who was 16 at the time. This is crazy. So you mean to tell me Diddy out here taking everybody's booties? This is nuts. The kids, the adults. But anyway, so let me read this real quick. So the diddler was hit Monday with a new wave of lawsuits accusing him of R-wording a woman, essaying a man, and molesting a 16-year-old boy. Crazy. It is the first time he's been sued by a person alleging that they were abused as a minor. Wow. At least six lawsuits. Oh my gosh, Camilla. Get out of here, girl. I know you want somebody to vote and donate to you, but I'm busy right now. At least six, I just talked about y'all. I'm busy. At least six lawsuits were filed against Combs in federal court in Manhattan, adding to a growing list of legal claims against the indicted hip-hop mogul, all of which has been denied. The lawsuits were filed anonymously to protect the identities of the accusers, two by women identified as Jane Doe's and four by men identified as John Doe's. Child. But let me tell you what's going to happen with this, right? The same thing that happened with the other cases that we read and we went through. They filed as Jane Doe's, and he made sure that his attorneys were able to get their identities exposed. Like Liza, she was a Jane Doe. And then the other person was not identified because she was 16 at the time that it happened. So nothing is safe around a diddler. Ain't that the truth, Doc? Ain't that the truth? Nothing is safe around a diddler. So everybody's suing him right now. So the way it's looking, the way that it's looking, well, he pays his lawyers on retainer. So he'll have them as long as he has money. But this is going to take a lot of money to fight. One is to fight these cases. Then he got to fight the whole indictment situation. And that's crazy in itself. So, as rich as he is, that money is going to be dwindling. But I heard through the grapevine that he has, well, I also have knowledge of this, that a lot of his dividends have been placed in certain family members' accounts. So even if he does run, he still got money, he'd still be good, but this is not looking good at all for him. But let's bring Kanye into this, because we got to talk about him too, because he's a part of the situation. It's crazy out here. So we haven't gotten to this case, and I've been meaning to get to this case, but every time I want to get to this case, something come up over here with the diddler. And I like to stay current on that case because we are reading it. We have read indictments in a lot of the other cases, and more cases are coming out, and we'll probably be reading those too. But I do want to get to this Kanye case, and I can't get to that until I finish this Don case. So, yes, we got to get to it all. But the Don case against the diddler is the next case we're covering on Wednesday. But anyway, Kanye West. ex-executive and personal assistant is adding to her previous claim about the mogul, claiming not only was she sexually harassed by Ye, but she alleges that the rapper gave her narcotic at a studio session co-hosted by Diddy too. Yeah, crazy. So the young lady, her name is Lauren, we're going to get to her case, like I said, who filed a lawsuit against Kanye back in June, claiming he fired her after sending vile text messages and videos, amended the lawsuit with several new claims, including saying that she attended a studio session with the Donda rapper and Diddy. Now, I don't know how to say it. I want to call her Pistachio, but I'm not going to do it. But the young lady, her name, we'll go by her first name. Lauren says she and her former artist management client, whose name is not in the lawsuit, were invited by Ye to a session he co-hosted with Diddy. According to the lawsuit, soon after they arrived, drinks were served to her and others in attendance, followed by an announcement that everyone had to take a drink. If they wanted to stay, if they did not, they had to go. Now, Lauren says she drank, but after a few small sips of the beverage poured at the direction of Kanye West, aka Ye, by a studio assistant, then served to her by Kanye, the plaintiff suddenly started to feel disoriented. Lauren says she woke up the next day remembering almost nothing of what took place at the alleged studio session and felt immense shame and embarrassment. Now, Lauren says years later, while working with Kanye, she claims that West brought up that night in question, saying that they did hook up and proceeded to provide further details of the alleged incident. Before Kanye West allegedly provided those details, Lauren says that she thought she simply got roofied and embarrassed herself at a work function. It's a lot. And I already told you what he told the girl. He told the girl that, see, my problem is I be wanting to smash. I'm rewording it because it's a little too early for me to go in. Or is it? Can I go in? You can't make me a drink. Listen, I have questions, though, about this particular situation. I'm going to tell you why. So he says, see, my problem is I be wanting to smash. But then after I smash, I want a girl to tell me how hard they've been smashed while I'm smashing them. Remember that? Remember when he told her that he wanted to be, he almost wants to be a cockhole. He wants to hear about how other people smash her. I guess it's a comparison, I guess. Kanye definitely has a type, for sure. Here's my problem. So, you know you got the drink from Kanye, right? You know his assistant poured the drink. You know the assistant passed the drink to Kanye, and Kanye passed the drink to you. And you felt like you just got roofied and were embarrassed and ashamed of what took place. Why did you still work for him afterwards? If you felt like he roofied you, why would you still work for him? And then he went hanging with Diddy and stuff. This is crazy to me. I'm not saying that she is not telling the truth. All I'm saying is that why would you still work for him after the fact? That's all I'm saying. It just doesn't make sense to me whatsoever. I wouldn't still been working for him. I wouldn't at all. So listen, Dr. Dre is back in the headlines. I have no clue. Right. Like, if you feel like that happened to you, like, why would you still be working for him after the fact? And then he bringing it up all willy-nilly. Nah, I don't know how I feel about that. But let's get to this next thing. It's crazy, Doc. I don't know how to feel about this one. I want to get into her case because that'll tell me a lot more too. But I don't know. It's weird. Okay, so Dr. Dre is back in the headlines again. He said, well, Doc said, well, Lil Rod stuck around. He did. But Lil Rod got incriminating evidence on everybody. He said, I got cases on all you niggas. Listen, because not only did he get Diddy with pictures and stuff, he also got Diddy's son, Christian, on recording. So I think Lil Rod was on a mission, to be honest. Plus, he couldn't quit his job. He had two jobs, Doc. He had to play the piano on the ship and be a producer. He had two jobs. Stop playing with Lil Rod. But anyway, Dr. Dre's back in the media again. Dr. Dre's former psychiatrist isn't just suing him. He's downright terrified of him. So much so that he's asking the judge to order the music mogul to stay away. So he filed for a restraining order. Dr. Charles Sophie filed a temporary restraining order on Friday in L.A. County Court, citing that the alleged threats he says Dr. Dre texted him over the course of 18 months. Dr. Dre, you just had an aneurysm. You need to stop if you did this. This is alleged. I don't know. But you need to stop. Sophie, who had served as a marriage counselor to Dre and his now ex-wife, Nicole, during their divorce, wants the court to force Dr. Dre to stay 100 yards away from him and his 22-year-old son. Wow, child. Wow. According to the docs obtained, he also wants Dre to stop contacting him altogether, whether by phone, text, or email. Sophie's fear is evident in the documents. He says that Dre knows where he lives and has previously been inside his home. This is why you should have him at the office, baby, and not at your home. Sophie doesn't even trust his dogs, Max and Cash, are safe from Dre. He officially requested the judge order Dre to stay away from them too. Dang, so now he want him to stay away from him, his son, and his two dogs? That's crazy. So it's being reported that Sophie filed a $10 million lawsuit against Dr. Dre, claiming the Forgot About Dre rapper started sending threatening texts back in February of 2023, 14 months after Dre and Nicole finalized their divorce. Okay. Can I say the words, Doc? Let me know, because I want to read this the way it's read. I'm just going to do it anyway. I don't care. Okay, so he claims the text messages included Dre calling him a bitch. And warning, like, don't worry, I haven't forgotten about you. Woo! Dre! What? Woo! Child. Okay, good, because I wanted to say that bad. Money Power also closed the... easy to be well. Yes, you can. Say the words. Let them fly. Thank you, baby. Because I wanted, he said he a bitch. That's what he said. So he said he ain't forget about him. The judge has yet to grant Sophie the restraining order. Listen, Dr. Dre is still mad about him having to give up what he had to give up in that divorce. Now, I think maybe, perhaps, I don't know what Sophie said during the sessions. Maybe he said something to make him mad. I don't know. But all I know is this man has a restraining order against Dre. Okay, so Doc said Money Power also close to death experience, easy to be. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy, though. All right, so let's. I don't know if Dr. Dre really said these things to him, but that's what he said. Dr. Dre said to him. So he want a restraining order now. He tired of this shit. He said he need one on him, for him, to protect him, his son, and his two dogs. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. He is scared for his life. If I blame him, Dr. Dre doesn't have, I mean, you know, as the years went on, he chilled out a little bit, but he doesn't really have the best track record when it comes to other people and the shenanigans. Like, he don't. Look at D. Barnes. Anyway, so let's move on. Keep it moving. So T.I. said he's retiring. He said his days of sweating on stage performing are over. It's a conclusion he came to, and it happened to coincide when him and his wifey and kids won $71 million in the judgment, about, you heard me, look at D. Barnes. I said it. He don't really got the best track record, but he, you know, they won the $71 million judgment. T.I. Chatted up on Friday as he and Young Dro and the Hustle Gang, you know, came through NYC, and he insists that his career switch up is more motivated by his comedy career. He's worked the circuit for years to shake the novelty act title, and he's going to cash in. I still have yet to catch a T.I. stand-up situation. Like, I still not seen him. I'm going to see if I can find something on YouTube after this show, because I would like to know what his stand-up situation is like. But he said he not rapping no more. He said he'll still do Hollywood. He'll still do comedy, I suppose. But I need to see how funny he is. I'm going to have to look that up. Because I just, he and Libra, so we got comedic timing, but I just don't know if he's any good on stage. So I got to check that out. Okay, let's keep it moving. Got a couple more things to talk about. R. Kelly's daughter, they have a new documentary out. I believe it's his kids are in the documentary, but so is his ex-wife, which I got a whole thing about her in itself, but whatever. So R. Kelly's daughter just made a bombshell accusation in the latest episode about the disgraced Grammy Award winner, claiming the bump and grind singer essayed her as a child. While speaking, and this is where, if y'all want to go check this out, it's on TVE. I Networks. It's a new two-part documentary called Karma, A Daughter's Journey. Kelly's daughter, she's 26 years old, says that she was abused, that her abuse occurred when she was 8 and 9 years old, claiming she woke up to the singer touching her and she pretended to be asleep. I would not be surprised, and I'm gonna tell you why in a minute. But she initially reported the abuse to her mother. That's why I feel the way I feel about her. Kelly's ex-wife, Andrea, in 2009. And they filed a complaint as Jane Doe, but the statute of limitation ran out. This is unfortunate. Why can I believe that he may have touched her? Because he was touched as a child. He was touched. He was violated as a child. And then he went on to violate a whole bunch of other people, Aaliyah being one of those. And it's a bunch of other ladies that say he did the same thing to them. So I couldn't say that that didn't happen to her. I can't say that it did. But what I'm saying is, if he did do that, he is a disgusting, disgusting human being. Human being, y'all. Like, it's, that's your daughter, dude. But there are a lot of fathers out here that are just messed up in the head.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And they do foul, disgusting things, such as touch on their own children. So it's not far-fetched. It could have happened. I just can't say that it did happen or it didn't happen because I wasn't there. But she knows her truth. And he knows his truth, too. Now, as far as her mother's concerned, she said that he was beaten on and stuff like that. I can't say that that's not true, but I will say that I'll say, from my opinion, nobody else's opinion, that she was an enabler. Because she was an enabler. And this is coming from a woman who suffered at the hands of a man once in her lifetime. But like I tell everybody when I talk about that situation is, I gave it the way I got it. So if I got it, trust and believe, your girl was giving it right back. No, in my mind, I just couldn't fathom the idea of me just letting somebody just put their hands on me. And I'm not saying I could beat everybody, but you gonna know I was there. For sure. You gonna know I was there. I'm not saying I'm gonna win. That's not the point. But you gonna know that I was there. And I feel like she enabled a lot of his bad behavior. Because if she just would have laughed, it was the money though, but if she just would have laughed, these are not conversations that we would be having about her children. You feel me? It's so much. It's too much. All right, let's get to my favorite anti-villain. I love him. Listen, I'm always going to love me some 50 Cent. He's a jerk. That's probably why I like him. But y'all know he don't play with people. You know he don't play with people. And as soon as he feel like you did something that he did not like, that's what he going to do. Sue you. He sure is. He going to sue you. So somebody else is getting sued. Let's just say it so casual. Somebody else is getting sued because he said stop playing with him, right? So, I mean, he said stop playing with him. So let's get to it. 50 Cent has zero tolerance for a jeweler allegedly using his name and face to sell knockoffs of his infamous chain. Ooh, insisting he's never bought jewelry from Trax NYC or allowed it to capitalize on his fame. You getting sued big time, bro. You know he don't play with people. Big time, bro. So documents were obtained with Fifth suing. I don't even want to say his name wrong, but McSued. I'm not gonna say all of his the gentleman. And his Trax NYC Corporation for trademark infringement and violating his right publicly. The G-Unit rapper believes that Trax's string of TikTok posts about him are misleading and misleading consumers into thinking he's affiliated with the imitation trinkets. And the necklace very much does look like the one that 50 has on too. But just a few days ago, Trax posted a pic of 50 and Drake together and proceeded to show off an array of shiny crucifixes and caption the post, "Yo, 50 Cent, you should be a jeweler. Hit Trax NYC and called." Oh, child, you ain't learned nothing from nobody else. This is my issue. You haven't learned nothing from nobody else. We talking about 50 Cent here. He not no small time dude. He's very famous. And he's been suing people for less. He sued Tierra Marie, for goodness sakes. She ain't got no money. He sued people for less. You think he wouldn't sue you? And he'll win. And he will win. He got good lawyers. He said he pay about $1 million a year in the lawyer fees. Just this stuff like this. So you really want to play with him? You really want to play with him? Then you want to tag him in it. What is wrong with you? So this is what 50 had to say. Listen to what 50 had to say to him. He said, 50 said, this was a bad idea. You will regret doing this. I promise. It's 50 Cent. Who are you playing with? Did he ever give off like he played with people like that? He ain't never give me that vibe. So Trex NYC says, 50 Cent, yo, don't you got better things to worry about? He don't worry about nothing. And you getting sued. He's not worried. Fool. He is not worried. And he's suing you. You not about to have a jewelry company no more. Messing with him. You want to talk trash to the man on top of that? He said, yo, wait a minute. 50 said, this is a bad idea. You will regret doing this. And this man responds at 50 Cent, yo, don't you got better things to worry about? My likeliness, my image, especially if I'm him, is everything I'm concerned about, bro. Like, you don't get to just use mine because you feel like you could just do what you want to do, or he a celebrity, he be all right. No, you don't get to use my likeness for nothing. You don't get to pull up a picture of me and I didn't buy my jewelry from you. No, you don't get to do that. You cry, be crazy in your head. It's 50 Cent we talking about. Stop playing with 50. 50 ain't with the Fugazi. He not. He not. And like I said, he sued people for less. He sued Tierra Marie, for goodness sakes, and won. You don't think he gonna win this one? He's a fool. He's a fool. He should be worried. He should be very worried. He should be very, very worried. Yeah, he should be indeed very, very worried. Because what is wrong with you? How you going to tell that man, you going to at him and say, don't you got better things to worry about? I'm worried about you because I'm about to sue you. You shouldn't have put me up there. You shouldn't have pulled my picture up. You shouldn't have took a picture with it, with the chain next to it. You shouldn't have did none of that. So now it's your ass. It's on you, bruh. Is on you. And then you're going to talk shit to the nigga. You're going to talk shit to the nigga. You're going to talk shit to the nigga. What? All right. So it says, and in August TikTok post, Trex offered up a cross similar to the one that 50 Cent was wearing, saying, we just jot your style. What? I know you watch my video and now I'm watching your shit and jocking your shit just like you jock my shit. This is crazy. So 50 wants $5 million in damages. I don't know if you got $5 million, bro, but you better scrape it together. Scrape it together because he's coming for you, bro. He's coming for you. Doc said, he going to learn today. Yeah, you going to learn. You done balked up the wrong daggone tree. Because that man do not play. And like I said, he sue people for less. And you want the smoke. Because you talk a trash on TikTok. You talk a trash to that man. On Twitter, on TikTok, you are talking trash. You want all the smoke. And you going to get it. And you going to get it today. Yes, hit that like button. Please hit that like button. Yeah, he going to get it today. He going to learn. He going to learn that that's not the dude that you play with. Because he sues everybody. You say something crazy, he's suing you. You out here using his likeliness, he's going to sue you. Are you stupid? You got to be stupid, sir. You got to be freaking stupid. And then it's on the internet. You taunting him on the internet? Are you crazy? Oh, you getting sued. I told you. He don't play like that. And y'all want to keep playing with this man like he is some kind of joke. Stop playing with him. Yeah, stop playing. Between 50 and Cardi, stop playing with them. Because they will sue your ass. Stop playing with them. You will be sued. Stop playing with them. Doc, you ain't never lied. You will be sued. Why are you playing with them? I tell people all the time, I refuse. Now, I report the news. I do. But I'm not going to make up stuff about these people. I'm going to tell what's out there. You feel me? What's out there publicly. It's a lot of people you got to see before you see me. Like Associated Press. And a couple of other sources. But it's a lot of people, other people you got to see before you see me. But what I'm not going to do is go out here and be lying on you. What I'm not going to do is taunt you. I'm not doing that. And the fact that you online taunting this dude is crazy. The fact that people was lying on Cardi B is crazy. And that's why they got sued. Point blank, period. That's what happened. But anyway, it is time for me to get to my love notes. Stop playing with these people like they just want to play with you. They don't want to play with you. Anyway, big shout out to anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I appreciate you so much for tuning in. You guys are extraordinary. I call that the live love because y'all here with me live watching the show. Stop playing with 50 Cent or you will be sued too. Just don't play with him, all right? Just don't play with him at all because you're going to get sued. Just, I had to say that before I went to my love notes. Now the love notes. It is time for me to get to the love. Stop playing with him. It's time for me to get to the love notes. All right. The love notes. These people are extraordinary because they're my listening audience. They listen from across the world, which is so amazing. And I like to share this list because it pumps me up to keep doing what I do. You know what I mean? Like these people listening to me around the world. But first, let me tell you how we got to the name Love Notes. So I used to call it Love. Doc used to call it Show Notes. It was no way in hell I was ever going to call it Show Notes. But we came to the compromise, and now we call it Love Notes. He also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. Dag nabbit. It was a lot of papers. It was a lot of papers, but in all fairness, it was a lot of papers, but it was a lot of cities, states, and countries on there. But, we don't do that no more. We've gone green, baby. Stop playing with us. We've gone green. And we condensed the list down to countries because it's way too many cities and states for me to be saying all of them in this hour show that we do. So, I just do the countries now. But, here we go. Thank you guys for the love. Thanks for the love. It's all love, man. Shout out to my top 60, United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you so much for being stand down, stand loyal. I appreciate that. That's big to me. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, booze. I love you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Hi, I love you. Thanks. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal and Morocco. Hi, booze. I love you too. Hi, thank you. I love you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, Latvia. Hi, I love you. Oh my gosh. I'm doing research on Latvia. I need to know. I need to be in the know about what is going on over there in Latvia. Hungary, Greece, and Denmark. Hi, babies. I appreciate you too. So, man, this list, as it gets longer, and it grows, I just get so happy. And I appreciate them so much. I love them. I love them. I love them so much. Okay. Oh, did we pick a year for the final exam? Didn't see it in my notes. Oh my gosh, we didn't pick a year. Okay. So we're not doing 2006 no more. Obviously, I've done 2006 too much. Let's go. 2009. I don't know what happened in 2009, but we're going to figure it out. 2009. That's a good one. Let me know if that's cool. But yeah, thanks, y'all. I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you for the love. And it's extraordinary. You have no idea how beautiful that is to me to look at this list grow. Okay, yeah. So 2009 is our final exam year for tomorrow night. Make sure you tune in for the tap in. And then, you know, we do what we do. And then we go to the final exam. So make sure you tune in for that as well. Yeah. But man, this love is extraordinary. I love y'all. You guys are great. Great. Listen. We don't know what's going to happen with this diddler situation. It's so many different angles on where this thing is going. We are going to get back into the, we're going to jump into this Don Richards case against him, because that was the next case up before the indictment broke. And we just had to jump to the indictment. So we're going to jump to her case now that we're done with the indictment for right now. But it's just so many different ways that they coming at him is crazy. And I kept telling y'all, it started when he sued that liquor company. It started when he sued that liquor company. I'm trying to tell you. It did. All the dot, dot, dots. Yep. All the dot, dot, dots. We putting them together, baby. Stop playing with us. All the dot, dot, dot. Listen, I'm trying to tell you, all I need is my magnifying glass, my little sleuth hat, and my little briefcase, and my little coat. And we get ready to investigate all this shit. Because it's time. Somebody got to do it. And I just happen to be good at it. Uh-huh. Oh, and then I told y'all, Devontae Swing done been added to the equation too. So that's the dot, dot, dots. I'm trying to tell y'all. I know what I be talking about. I've been said it. It's like, yeah. But now he's included in the case and not just somebody that they want to talk to. Unless he flips. I think they'd give him a deal, but we don't know. We don't know. We're going to see what happens, though, as we go along. But, yeah, it's crazy. Kanye West, I don't know. What the hell? Well, maybe that's how Kanye knew that Diddy was the feds. Because remember he said that? He said Diddy was the feds and that how he get away with shit is if he come at him. It's crazy. Let me see what else we talked about. T.I., I got to check your comedy, stand-up comedy, because I still haven't seen it yet, but I'm interested to see what your stand-up is like. Dr. Dre, stop scaring people. You put the fear of the Most High in that man. He is scared for himself, his son, and his two dogs. Cut it out. You're getting too old for this anyway. You're getting too old for this behavior. Chill out, all right? R. Kelly, if you did what she said you did, you are worse than the scum of the earth. And I ain't going to say that girl line. I kind of believe it. Like I told you, I believe it because he was touched as a child too. So in his mind, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. And stop playing with 50 Cent because he'll sue you. Keep trying to tell y'all. That man will sue you. That man will sue you. And he will sue you good. And he won $5 million too. Oh, he gonna get his money. Stop playing. And you talk a trash on the internet, he's gonna get his money. Stop playing with 50 Cent. Oh, stop playing with 50 Cent. Y'all know he be out here suing people. Doc said cray cray. It is cray. All this crazy. All of it. And like I was saying about politics, we are getting closer to election time. We gotta vote for president. We gotta vote senator then. We got some things to vote on. And so I'm just going to say it's a circus. It is a circus. Use discernment and use discernment when you go in these voting places to vote. We worldwide, even the dog's nervous. That crazy. A doctor or a veterinarian, they shut. I'm just saying. He said he is not even, he don't even feel his dogs are safe. That's crazy. That's nuts. I'm scared my dog. He gonna get my dogs too. I'll get you and your little dogs too. Listen. So, Dr. Dre, chill out. We getting too old for this, bruh. Chill out. Stop scaring that doctor. It's not his fault that you and Nicole couldn't make it work. All right? She was done. You were done. Let it go. What did he say to you at these counseling sessions? That's what I know. I want to know. Like, that made you, that's making you this angry that you want to go at his head? I just need to know. I need to know what was said. I do. Doc said, top flight. Catch the vibe. Stay away from the folks. Them folks, or you might have to take that. Bad boy for life. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you better stay. Well, they gonna stay away from him now because he in prison. So they got a little bit of freedom for right now. Now, what I will say is this. Bow Wow made a comment the other day, and it seems as though he's a little hurt because Diddy parties was the thing, and now that Diddy's in trouble, there's no parties. And he said the party scene is dried up because Diddy would throw all the parties. Like he said, I think he said it was the BET Awards or whatever. They just had something. He said it was no parties afterwards. Why? Because everybody's scared for their lives. But I'm going to tell y'all, don't be scared. They coming after him because he played with that liquor company, sued them, and won. Stop. Okay? Just stop. I'm just telling y'all what I know. I'm just telling y'all what I know. I told y'all I was that liquor company. I told y'all. He said Bow Wow was underage close to that time. Exactly. But remember, they had no, apparently, allegedly, they had no age restrictions. Even Nick Cannon said he partied at Diddy parties and he was like young. He was a youngin'. You had Justin Bieber at the Diddy parties and he was a youngin'. They don't have no age requirements. Mm-hmm. They don't have not one age requirement. Take that. Get your baby oil. If that's baby oil, stop playing. Don't drink the drinks. Don't let nobody put that baby oil on you because you don't know what's in it. Chill. You gonna be taking that. Bad boy for life. So it is what it is. So it's a lot going on right now. Y'all just stay tuned because y'all know I'm coming with all of the gab because I'm nosy and that's what I do on a Monday. So the more gab I get, the more I'll spread. But it's crazy out here. That's all I'm going to say. It's crazy. Oh, wait. Doc said, damn, would Jermaine Dupri be mentioned? Possibly. He was hanging with Diddy at one point in time. Remember, they said when it was going down with Diddy and Suge, Jermaine Dupri was there for that. I know when it came down to Prodigy and Jay-Z, Jermaine Dupri was there for that. I'm just saying. And Prodigy told that story about Jermaine Dupri running. But Jermaine Dupri told the story about Diddy and Suge and the two bodyguards going in the room. That was before Suge people got hit. And allegedly they said it was Wolf. So I don't know. It's crazy out here. It's nuts. This industry is crazy. That's why some of us just don't belong in it, because it's crazy. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. I'm just saying. He told a story about Suge and Diddy and Wolf and Suge homeboy going in the room and going at it. That was the night Suge Homeboy got hit. and then when Prodigy told the story about meeting up with Jay-Z, he said once Jermaine Dupri saw them, he took off running. So he be in the mix. He was in the mix. He was like, you know, he at the top of the food chain. So why wouldn't he be at none of these Diddy events? I'm just saying. Doc says, shit, I ain't even sure if I should stand on the side of Michael's. Listen. He said Diddy was trying to get him to. Whatever, though. say some stuff, y'all. Crazy. It's crazy. Join the conversation. We like when you join the conversation. We do. You can always drop a comment, call in, or text the numbers 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. Yeah. Do that. Join the conversation. If you want to talk to us about anything at all, contact at ambitiouslyent. Contact at ambitiouslyent. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription, but more so the likes. Hit the like button. I like the likes. And it's a free way for you to support what we got going on over here. I'm sorry, y'all. I be having the water on reserve around this piece. But it's a free way to support the show. Mm-hmm. So hit that like button. Yeah, check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. That is the pathway to all things Ambitiously, the radio station. You can listen to past episodes of this podcast. You could go back and listen so you could find out that I've been telling y'all. Or you could watch previous episodes. You can get some skincare products over there. We got some good stuff going on. All natural products, by the way. We only deal in natural products. You can get some merch. You can get the app. Everything over there. That's how we get down. Know that I have permission. I do not play music. I don't play no videos that I don't have permission to play. I have written and verbal and visual consent. And so I play the ones I got permission to play. I'm not playing something I don't have permission to play. Now, let me tell you something. That's one of the reasons why we do not take requests. The other reason is, have you heard my DJ? He's that guy. I don't need y'all putting extra on his plate. He handle his business. Just come on. Come on in. Catch the vibe. Relax. Calm your nerves. Gotta relax, babe. Gotta relax. But no, I'm not taking requests just for that. Like, no, y'all ain't getting on his nerves. Huh. Join our coffee community so I can cuss whenever I want to. And we can have taboo, salacious, titillating conversations. Yes! And I can cuss whenever I want. I want to. Big shout out to our DJ, Rukezi. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Yeah, big shout out to DJ Rukezi for holding it down. Always got mad love for that guy over there. Cool peoples. Y'all should go listen to the mixes on the radio station. How about that? And let us know how you feel about the mixes. He would like to know. He would like to know. He'd be here on a Friday. He would like to know. He would like to know. And I would like to know too. So go over there. Do that. And that's that. Man. Oh, these crazy people out here. All right, it's time for me to give out some fair warnings. Hold on. Let me get right. Let me start by saying, mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business, except for on the media in my day, where I tell everybody's business because I'm actually nosy, and I want y'all to be nosy with me. Okay? But I definitely tell business on media in my day. Come through for the tap in. I don't try to tell people business, but sometimes it slips. And on what I'm on wiretap, I'm definitely telling all your business. I don't do it on wet and wire Wednesdays, but I definitely do it on the wiretap. So you know what I mean, but other than that, mind your business. Safe way to live your life. Mind your business. Okay. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies that they are the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. It is your job, if you have children, to encourage these babies. Even if you don't have children, you got nieces, nephews. I don't care what you got. Encourage these babies. They need it. They need it more now than ever. All right? Do that. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, secretary, janitor, receptionist, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. It's space. Get yourself a telescope, but not the cheap kind that you look through your neighbor's window with. Get a real one. A real good one. Hey, I got one. You should get one too. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best pit boss, pit crew member, NASCAR driver, commentator, engineer, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASCAR. I don't know. They got a need for speed. And at one point in time, they used to love muscle cars. And this girl right here will forever, forever love a muscle car. But whatever the case may be, tell them babies that they are the greatest of all times. They are the GOAT. That's your job. Do it. Our children need encouragement. Do it. I'll fight you if you don't. No, I ain't going to fight nobody, but do that. It's important that you do that. All right, here's the real fair warning, right? I tell y'all this all the time, and I tell y'all with the intention of saving some lives, okay? Here's the thing. Stay in your lane. My lane is not your lane. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. You should not be crossing over into my lane. Because you cross over into my lane, you're going to get her. Not today. Don't do that. Don't cross over into my lane. She's not nice. I like the nice me. She's evil. She's a bit, leave her over there, minding her business, not bothering nobody. Just don't break the glass, don't push the button. That's all I'm going to tell you. You don't want her, you want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly, or at least her AUP per bitches. AUP per. AUP per bitches. Listen, you don't want that first one. She, like I said, she's not nice. You want the two that I just gave you because they're the sweet ones. But if she come out, if that cage comes up and the glass opens up, then I'm coming out and so is the Harleys. And you don't want that. It's not good. And what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your lane, boo-boo. Which segues to my next point. Yes, Doc, hey, you big purr bitches. Which segues to my next point. Okay, pick and choose your battles wisely. Because if you chose to jump in my lane, you didn't choose your battles. You didn't pick the right battle. You should stay in yours, not mine. Pick and choose your battles wisely. J. Cole listened to me. I don't know what he got going on, but he did listen. He needed to step out of that battle. That was not concerning him. It was some personal feelings involved in that battle. So he chose the right path in life, which was not to get involved in that battle. And plus, Mobb Deep told y'all a long time ago when they were very young men that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. You can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look. And I'm going to stop right there. Mama say, Mama Sama, Michael. So I gotta get this under control. It's an addiction. That particular song, it's an addiction. All right. But pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. I say worry about the war. Fuck the battle. We all fighting the war out here. Worry about the war. Don't worry about the battle. Okay. Another thing I'm going to tell, I don't know if she's listening anymore either because she wants some weird shit these days too. But Lizzo did listen at one point in time. Don't worry about what everybody else got to say. You got to work on your purpose, baby. Be who you are. Ain't nobody going to live your life for you. Then you're going to be so busy out here trying to please everybody else that you're going to be miserable. And then I don't care how much you do. You could do a million things. You could they'll be, you do the one thing that they complaining about and they'll be complaining about a whole nother thing. So just worry about making you happy. You can't make anybody else happy. You can add to their happiness, but you can't make them happy. So focus on making you happy. And everything else will fall in line. You come in this world by yourself and you're going to leave by yourself, baby. I don't even if you are a twin. Focus on you, all right? Ah, y'all got to get up out of here. I got school in the morning. I'm a little tired. And last night, I'm mad because earlier that day, after the game went off and shit, I took a nap that I did not intend to take. And then I was up all night and I couldn't go to sleep. And so I very much intend on going to sleep at the proper time so that I can get up at 6 a.m. to be on time and prepared for getting my baby ready for school. So I will see I will see y'all tomorrow. Same place, same time. Doc will be joining me. And that'll be that. Now it's time for me to get up out of here, y'all. I love y'all. Be safe out there. Stay out of trouble. Don't let them work your nerves. And with that being said, I gotta go. Bye, babies. Bye, babies. I love you guys so much. Bye. Well, in a second, but bye.